6 years after the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig explosion, the Interior Department agencies responsible for overseeing the oil and gas industry have made progress of their own. They've taken several measures to make sure they can hire and retain the people they need to carry out the oversight function. But Interior still has trouble knowing for sure whether those measures are effective. Here with the details, Frank Rusko, Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Frank, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
After that spill and the aftermath of the, I guess, lack of oversight was part of the issue here. There was a tremendous reorganization of those bureaus and agencies within Interior. Review that for us briefly.
Absolutely. So the oversight in the Gulf used to be undertaken by a single bureau of the Department of the Interior, and that was the Minerals Management Service. Subsequently, they broke up the Minerals Management Service into three pieces, one which just collects revenue, one which engages in planning for oil and gas development and other energy development in the Gulf, and that's a Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management. And then the third one is a Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, and they do inspections of offshore rigs and also do permitting for drilling in the Gulf.
So once you have one agency splitting into three, chances are you're going to need more people.
Well, they did definitely hire some more people. They got some more authority to hire more inspectors because for years we had found that they were not able to meet either their statutory or their own standards for inspections in the Gulf.
And the people that do the inspections are highly technical, right? You really need to be an engineer to know what you're looking at, I imagine.
Yeah, some of them are engineers and some of them are just highly trained people who have been around drilling rigs and understand all the moving parts and where there might be an issue with safety or how to look for violations of safety standards and environmental standards.
So is it mainly in the BSEE that the Interior had to use special authorities and different salary structures to attract people?
Well, no, it's the whole oil and gas management operation, which takes place in three bureaus primarily, and that is the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, BSEE, and then also the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, which has the same function as BSEE for onshore oil and gas development. So they do permitting and inspections onshore. And then for the planning part for the Gulf, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, they also need to have a lot of expertise. And the biggest issue we found in the past in looking at this is that expertise that they need is expertise that can also be used in the private sector in the oil and gas industry. And so wages tend to be much higher in the private sector than in the public sector. And so they've had trouble hiring people for many, many years.
I guess, ironically, the cost of compliance probably went up, and therefore the salaries are higher in the private sector, forcing the government to maybe increase its costs somewhat.
I'm sure that that's true. And also the oil and gas business being cyclical for quite a while after the Macondo explosion and disaster in the Gulf, the oil industry was taking off, and there was a lot of growth in the United States in oil and gas production. And so there was a huge push to get qualified people into the private sector, and that made it very, very difficult to hire people in the government sector. And recently, with the drop in oil prices, we've seen a little bit of movement in the other direction and layoffs in the private sector. And we don't know to the extent to which that has made it easier to hire, which is one of the sort of beefs we have in our current report, is that the Department of the Interior has taken steps to hire more people, including getting authority to pay a little bit more for these specialist positions, but they haven't evaluated how much that has helped, and so we don't really know the effectiveness of that.
We're speaking with Frank Rusko, Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the GAO. And so how do you measure effectiveness of a thing like that? If they have the sufficient people they need to fill the FTEs for which they're authorized, that's one measure, but it sounds like that doesn't tell the whole story.
No, I think the way you would want to go about this is you would want to look at a long time frame of hiring and retaining staff. And also you'd want to do a study of what can these staff earn in outside of government service, and you'd want to compare those things. But you also want to do very careful exit interviews with people who are leaving, who you haven't been able to retain, and you want to interview people when they come in, and you want to ask them, you know, about their other alternatives and why did they choose to come here, what were the key factors. You need to look at this over a long period of time to get enough data to really understand how things are working. That said, I think this is a glass half full message. If you get the authority to pay more, obviously it has to help, and I don't want to get around, you know, to leave that out of the story.
I suppose there is one phenomenon where someone who is in that roller coaster type of industry, maybe they can make more in the good years working for BP or whoever is drilling somewhere. But on the other hand, it's volatile. You could lose your job. Whereas in the federal government, you probably can keep your job long term, presuming you do a good job, but at lower overall salary or maybe less potential upside.
That's very true. And to that, I'll add that if you get a job in the Gulf in working for BESI or BOEM to doing oversight on federal lands, oil and gas development, you can stay basically in one place. Your family can your kids can go to the same school. Your family members can get jobs, but the oil and gas industry moves around, and so there's a lot more mobility in the private sector in terms of just where people live, and so there are some advantages for sure to working in the federal sector.
What are you recommending that Interior do at this point?
Well, in terms of the hiring issue, we really do want them to follow up and evaluate on an ongoing basis the effectiveness of the incentives they have, and that includes special salary rates for key positions, and then also they have a student loan repayment program, we want them to look at that and see one measure of effectiveness. For example, of a student loan repayment program is usually there's a penalty. You have to pay everything back plus taxes on it if you leave within a certain time after you've had student loan payments made. And so one thing that we've seen at my agency is that some staff choose not to to take that benefit. And in a way, that's a signal that they may not be that committed to staying. And so we'd like them to look at measures like that and others. But there's other issues we've looked at, and one of the things we think that exists in the Department of the Interior is sort of a bit of a leadership gap.
And by that you mean?
For example, when BESI and BLM were running out, running with this enhanced pay authority, the planning agency BOEM, the people in the region didn't even know that their people, especially natural resources experts, could apply for these, or that they could offer these higher pay rates. And so I think that's a leadership issue. There should be better coordination and communication across the bureaus, because now it's likely the case that the natural resource specialists in BOEM are at the very least going to feel slighted because they don't qualify for the higher pay rates. And at the worst, they may take a job with one of the other bureaus that does offer a higher pay rate.
So you might want to find out if people like surfing or mountain climbing.
Exactly, right.
Interior's reaction to the recommendations, a mixed bag.
They agreed with one, and they partially agreed with some others and disagreed with one. The one they disagreed with was really the one that I think is the most important thing. There needs to be more leadership in Washington in terms of providing both opportunities and expectations that these bureaus will coordinate and cooperate so that they don't go off and do things either in a fragmented way or a duplicative manner, so that if there's something that's good for hiring natural resources experts or petroleum engineers for one bureau, it would be good if all the bureaus were aware of that, were operating on the same page.
A challenge for the new administration.
Absolutely.
Frank Rusko is Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Find a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.